Well, you know me. I never eat rocks, and I had better things to do than... I couldn't get out! I leaped and jumped and hopped and scraped my claws against the side of the barrel, but nothing worked. This had turned out to be a totally unreasonable garbage barrel, and I was trapped inside. What a lousy turn of events. And what's a guy supposed to do? If you bark, you attract the attention of the local employees. And I had a feeling that they might not be overjoyed and proud to find a stray dog occupying their trash barrel. Let's face it. Some people take a narrow view of, well, dogs who work in the sanitation business, as you might say. But if you don't bark, then what? For Pete's sake, I might spend weeks in there eating rocks and chunks of cement until a garbage truck came and hauled me away to some awful place. Well, there I was, sitting at the bottom of the barrel and contemplating my various options for the future, when something happened that pulled my chipmunks out of the fire. A cowboy walked past the barrel and dropped a candy wrapper inside. It was a payday wrapper, if you're keeping notes on the clues and technical aspects of the case, and it had a strong peanut smell. Well, I didn't know the guy, had never seen him before, had no idea how he might respond to my presence in the barrel, but I had to do something. So I barked. One loud, sharp bark. He stopped. I heard his boots scratching the gravel as he turned around. Then a cowboy hat, an old stained cowboy hat, appeared over the rim, followed a moment later by a long nose, a pair of brown eyes, and a bearded face. Oh, and glasses. He was wearing glasses. The man was wearing glasses, not the bearded face. Well, maybe the bearded face was too, but he stared down at me.